The cloud is front and center in a lot of technology discussions these days, and everybody wants to know how they can take advantage of it. Here's an idea for people managing data storage. Use it to solve some of your biggest storage problems, like data growth and capacity management, backup, archiving, and disaster recovery protection. How, you may ask? By integrating cloud storage services with local storage. Let me explain. First, we need to think about what cloud storage is good for and what it's not. It grows better than any other kind of storage. You can add a little or a lot of storage without having to stop working or moving data between different storage systems. Of course, it has the cloud pay-as-you-grow scalability model, which means you don't have to pay a lot for a storage upgrade when all you need is a little bit more. It's also good at being resilient because there's redundancy built into cloud storage services. A single upload of data is automatically replicated so you don't have to upload it numerous times for different backup jobs or for archiving or for capacity expansion. Finally, you can keep data in cloud storage for as long as you want, and you don't have to worry about copying it from system to system over the years as they wear out and are replaced. Okay, so what's cloud storage not good at? Cloud storage has much higher latencies and much less throughput compared to traditional storage. So it's good for light to moderate workloads like you have with file servers, but it's not so good at doing a lot of work in a hurry like database servers do. In other words, cloud storage is much more suited to Tier 2 applications such as Office files, SharePoint, document management, archival storage, and many VMware environments than it is for Tier 1 applications like transaction processing and corporate email. But here's the thing. Most companies have a lot more Tier 2 data with moderate performance requirements than they have Tier 1 data with heavy-duty performance requirements. So let's take a look at Tier 2 data. One of the first things you notice is that a large percentage of Tier 2 data is consuming capacity but isn't being used. In other words, it's inactive or cold. When we think about data growth and its associated capacity problems, we tend to focus on the incoming data that's being created, but the real problem is all the old cold data that keeps accumulating. Incoming data and the data that's active in the system is called the working set. The working set is constantly evolving as new data is added to the system and as old data becomes inactive. If you break the problem down to storing these two types of data, working set and cold data, you can imagine a solution that integrates SAN storage with cloud storage, putting the working set on the SAN part and the cold, dormant data on the cloud part. Microsoft refers to this type of solution as hybrid cloud storage, and it's comprised of a cloud-integrated storage system that's on-premises and cloud storage. Cloud-integrated storage was a technology developed by a company called StorSimple, which was acquired by Microsoft and is now part of the hybrid cloud storage solution along with Windows Azure Storage. The cloud-integrated storage system has all the same technologies as any other leading enterprise SAN storage system. It has SSDs, SAS drives, automated tiering, deduplication, compression, thin provisioning, application-consistent snapshots, and certified support from VMware. It's a dual controller architecture, which means all components can be hot-swapped, and it features non-disruptive software upgrades. It's a fully featured enterprise iSCSI SAN storage system, with the big difference being its ability to use Windows Azure Storage as a tier. When you think about it, using cloud storage as a tier for cold data takes care of another problem at the same time, archiving. Data that needs archiving can easily be archived to cloud storage, where it can be quickly accessed by information workers who might need it again. Busy storage administrators don't even need to get involved. But as long as we're talking about archiving, what about backup? Cloud-integrated storage systems are easily set up to run daily cloud snapshots that backup and archive data to Windows Azure Storage. You don't have to worry about mixing up backup tapes with archive tapes because there aren't any tapes. And in case you were wondering, data uploaded with cloud snapshots is encrypted with AES 256 technology. So what about DR? Cloud storage is made for it. Disaster recovery from Windows Azure Storage can be done from any location. It's location independent. Systems administrators can access DR data in the cloud from any other site with an internet connection and a cloud integrated storage system. Customers don't have to spend money on a recovery facility because cloud storage is the recovery facility, and there's no need to provision special networks for replication because a cloud connection is all you need. One of the potential problems with a full recovery from the cloud is the limited throughput to download DR data. For example, if you use cloud storage as a virtual tape device, it will probably take a lot longer than you thought it would to download the virtual tapes. If you're thinking it could take days, you might need to check that. It could take weeks. But StorSimple developed a cloud restore technology called deterministic thin restores. The idea is simple. Leave the cold data in the cloud and only restore the data that applications need. In other words, the working set. This is a huge time saver when you really need to save time. With the Microsoft Hybrid Cloud Storage solution, Windows Azure Storage is always available as a tier, which means data is not downloaded first and then restored. It is simply accessed and added to the working set of the cloud integrated storage system. RTOs, or recovery time objectives, are amazingly short. So it turns out that cloud storage can solve a lot of the big problems in enterprise storage if it's integrated with local SAN storage and used as a tier and a repository for backup and archive and DR. Just like everything else the cloud touches, enterprise storage is never going to be the same again. Thanks for watching.